Morning Brew with Chaffee and Razor is always presented by the awesome people over at Berkshire Bank. We thank them for being our presenting sponsor. This show is also made possible by Fazenda. FazendaCoffee.com is the place to go to find Morning Brew blend or any other type of blend you want. They've got so many different things to try. Check out FazendaCoffee.com/morningbrew, and you can go right and get the Morning Brew blend. It is bold and smooth, just like Razor, as I like to say. Check out FazendaCoffee.com. Also, Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. It's always sunny. The weather's always perfect at Apex Entertainment. Over 100,000 square feet of fun inside all year long, no matter the weather outside. Go and have some fun at Apex Entertainment, and make sure to check out all of their different activities. They've got video arcade. They also have games, and they have a bar, food, apexentertainment.com. Also, Bickford's. Bickford's has got two locations, one in Woburn, one in Burlington. You go there and you get the big homemade apple pancake, apple cinnamon pancake. They are fantastic. But they also have succulent lobster rolls, amazing fried clams, and so much other great fresh fish. Go to Bickford's for breakfast, for lunch, or for dinner. Check out Bickford's.com. You can dine in, you can DoorDash it out. Bickford's.com, the place to go. And welcome inside the TD Garden Pro Shop for the first ever live edition of Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. What a crowd. We have no idea what we're going to talk about, what we're going to do. So basically, it is a typical Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. But look at the amount of people here. Thank you for coming in already to join us. Welcome. And you can clap. It's allowed. There we go. It was like a silent freaking movie for a while. Getting set for the Boston Bruins to take on the Chicago Blackhawks in about 2.5 hours, the one and only time that the Blackhawks come to Boston, the way that the schedule works. Razor, it's always fun to do the show. We've never done a live show. We've never done a pre-Morning Brew at Jaffe and Razor show, so it's a first for everything.
Lots of firsts today, and much more uncomfortable than sitting in my house in front of the computer screen
with a glass of red
at 10 o'clock at night. So the pressure's on us, but we're going to try and deliver, and looking forward to Original Six Saturday Night Tilt.
It is fun. We're going to talk about the Original Six. We're going to talk about going in playing against Chicago. By the way, I mean, do we all agree to the two sweetest uniforms in the National Hockey League facing off against each other in this? I mean, you can appreciate the opponent, right? That is a sweet uniform. And they're wearing their reverse retros as well tonight.
Yeah, I haven't caught up with that one yet.
It's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad. So we got
to
two. So if you put two reverse retros on the ice, it's like two negatives make a positive.
Well,
two
reverses make a current. I love the Pooh Bear, yeah. So that's automatic.
Speaking of which, we're wearing some merch. That they're already selling some Winter Classic merch here, guys. The official jersey unveiling is coming Friday before the Bruins game against Carolina. I'm getting the nod over there like, yeah, don't screw it up.
Don't mess this
one up.
So
that's right.
It's
coming on the 25th.
While we're here.
Bruins take on Carolina. Official Winter Classic jersey, which will have something like this logo on it and some wording. That is being unveiled then. So, by the way, if you use Morning Brew while you're here through 24th, you get 10% off. So use Morning Brew. And if you use Morning Brew and I Love Razor, they might even give you 15% off.
Yeah.
They might. All right, we're going to touch on some other things as well throughout this next half an hour. Again, we really appreciate coming down. But let's just quickly talk about the Bruins heading into this game. This is the last game of, it's kind of a homestand, but really before it gets freaking tough. Now, that's not disrespecting who they've played. You still have to win those games. There's a lot of other teams that haven't beaten the teams that the Bruins have beaten. But, I mean, don't you look at this game as just go out and win the damn game. Like, go, don't mess around. You're a better team than this Blackhawk team who's going through a major rebuild. So you got to go do that. And the other part of that question, comment, is as a player, though, do you know that you're playing a team that's struggling? Do you know it?
You certainly know it. It's easier to get up for the Original Six game. It's easier to get up for it because it's Saturday night.
Yes.
You know there'll be more energy in the building rather than a Tuesday night when you're playing a struggling team. And I think that's the the exciting part, I guess, or the good part about having a ticket for tonight or being in the pro shop right now is you know you're going to get a good effort from the Bruins because they know they're going out on the road before Thanksgiving. They're going to want to play well. They're going to want to get their game going before they go through this gauntlet.
So they haven't played what I would call great hockey, like 60-minute hockey, the last couple of games. You had Van. Who do we have? We had Philly. Last game, I don't even remember before Van. It's too long ago. But
Buffalo. And it's hard to do it against teams that aren't at your level, right?
It's regularly right. So in some ways, you almost think it's not that the Bruins were cocky at all. I wouldn't say that at all. They respect the. Anytime you got Bergeron and Marchand and Charlie and Hampus and all the great leaders, you don't come in taking it for granted. But you're not as sharp, and you can feel it. No different than anybody here. Sometimes you're going to work, you're sharp as hell. You know, and other days you're like, I'm just off. It's not that you don't care, but it's just not. The difference is you don't have 18,000 people watching you and somebody trying to kick your ass. That's the big, usually, unless there's, like, policemen here or something like that. But how much, you know, again, it's an attitude thing over a course of an 82-game season, isn't it?
It is. There's going to be – I bet there's 25 games you really get up for.
Yep.
I bet there's 25 games that are like tonight, where it's a night you should be up for. It's a Saturday night, but you're not playing the Stanley Cup champion. You're not playing a team that's at your level. So you manufacture that hate that a little bit. And then there's another 30 games where that's work.
Yeah.
They're work nights. Philadelphia on a Thursday, Vancouver on a Sunday. Especially those ones on the road, those are work nights where you have to work all day to get yourself up and get going. And this team's proven that they can do that. It's just a little more enjoyable to play games like tonight, games like Monday night against Tampa Bay. That's easy to get up for.
Right, fine. It's a Monday, but it's against Tampa, and you know you're starting a stretch of 12 of 13 against the beast of many teams in the NHL. You've seen some teams a couple of times, twice, like Vegas, Colorado, I believe it's Tampa twice as well, but you've got a crazy schedule coming up, but you cannot look past this one. And the other reason you can't look past this one, I know that overall depth-wise the Bruins are better, but you got Jonathan Toews, who didn't play great last year, who's playing out. He's really playing well this year, and if he does get traded, if he decides that he wants to, it's because how well he's played.
Yeah.
You know, right now, tops the league in face-off percentage, folks. He's going to be right up there against Patrice Bergeron all night, as much as Luke Richardson, the new head coach of Chicago, can get that matchup if he can as the road team. But this is going to be fun to watch these two masters in the face-off circle, defensive experts out there. And you also have Patrick Kane, one of the greatest players of his generation, arguably the greatest American forward. Mm-hmm. Ever to play. You can make that argument. There's some other great ones. Mike Modano comes to mind, Tkachuk, JR, et cetera. But you can make the case that three cups, tons of points, I mean, crazy amount of points, and just, oh my God, take you out of your seat type plays from Patrick Kane. He's out here. Now, he doesn't have a lot to work with, so his numbers haven't been great, but he could still crush you in any game, any game he wants to.
He's electric, and if he chooses tonight, he can make the individual plays. He's just not going to get that secondary, third
right.
assist on a regular night because there's no one else really there. But there, it's, you know, every night can be dangerous. And as a goaltender and you know, as a defenseman, these guys have to stay sharp no matter who's on the ice.
Speaking of goaltenders, Jeremy Swayman back in the crease tonight for the Boston Bruins after suffering a lower body injury. Look like a knee.
Yeah, I would assume a knee.
A couple of weeks ago now, but he looks spunky. That's a word my grandfather or grandmother already used. But he looked that way in practice the past week. He looked energetic. He was really verbal. You know, he was talking. He's always talking, but he was interacting with his teammates. So he's been out. Your longest injury, lower body injury, whatever, or any injury, then coming back. What was that like for you?
Well, no, so he's going to have nerves tonight. That, like, the way things are going, the way Allmark's been playing, the way his season started, this is an important win for him tonight. This is a game that you want to go out, and he's keying on Kane, he's keying on Toews, and you want to get off to a good start without playing the last few weeks and just have things kind of go your way. Feel the puck. No bad bounces early on. Cruise your way in. But it's a game where you're excited to play. It's a Saturday night. Like I said, he should have some juice. But you're also, you know, a little nervous. And you don't want to be the guy to have the first home loss.
Right. So there is that kind of thing. It's not even sticking in the back. That's sticking out front. I mean,
yeah.
That goal of keeping it going. As we said when we started the show, don't come into this game and don't, like, score three in the first, right? The first, for the most part, have been great till the last couple of games. Just take over the game and then go on cruise control. Find, you know what, if maybe you have a late reservation somewhere in the North End or some other
make
place.
Make it festive.
Make it festive.
Make it festive.
It's kind of, doesn't it feel kind of the beginning of the festive season already? You know, it's fun. People are in enjoying themselves a little bit more. Hopefully the Bruins continue to enjoy themselves a little bit more as well tonight. This run at home has been outstanding. What is it about when you get comfortable playing at home for you? For me, and granted, just through college and whatever, but it was about the comfort of knowing where you were going always. It was knowing you had your coffee that you liked, you had your pregame thing that you liked. You know, everything was just about the comforts of home. But then when you got on the ice, it was the lighting or the boards. What about for you as a goalie? What did you like about
home? Well, and it's certainly not the traffic here for these guys. The biggest disaster for these guys is not knowing when to leave the house. You know, leave Newton at, what do they have to leave at, 2:30 or 4:30 to get here at the same time? So, but no, it was always, it's getting here on your own schedule. You don't have to wait for a bus. You don't have to try and get a taxi. You don't have to, you can go sit in the lounge, get here early and hang out. It's obviously much more comfortable than what you have on any of the road dressing rooms. You can have a cold, whatever you need to do. You know where the food is. So you're just at, you're on your own. You get on the road, bus leaves at 11:20 after the pregame skate. Oh, at 12:20, I missed the bus. I was rushing trying to get there. Now I got to get the food. Now I'm in the hotel. What time's the bus? So you're just on your own schedule at home. And then when you get into the rink, it's obviously where you play the most games. So to your point, the lighting's the same. The boards,
the bounces,
the ice, the feel. And the beauty of winning 11 in a row is when you know everybody's behind you at home. There's enough teams in the league, and probably seven of them are in Canada, where you know you're also going to might not have everybody behind you at home.
Yeah.
And can be an unfavorable feeling. But this team doesn't have that. They know they're getting the support, and they're going to love it, and everyone's going to have fun, and they'll score a bunch of goals.
And everybody that they're playing knows that the Boston Bruins are 11-0 at home or 12-0 after tonight. You know, that type of thing.
It's easy for a visiting team to look past this game. Like, we're on a five-game road trip. All right, we got Buffalo, Ottawa up first. Let's try and win those. All right, we got New Jersey and New York on the way home, but whatever. We'll just lose in Boston and then go to the next one. That can start to work its way into the psyche of these guys.
It can't, especially for teams that are struggling. Now, they're playing a lot of young kids. They're going to be feisty. So the Bruins, again, have got to take away their will. You always hear about will, right? Will beats skill oftentimes. You don't allow the other team to outwill you. So if the Bruins come out with the way that they can play, should play, and have played for the most part in the first periods until some recent games, they should be good. Speaking about shooting, should be good, Anton Strahlman, he gets back in again tonight. He's going to be on the left side. I thought you liked his game last game?
Yeah,
I liked it a lot. Hadn't played the offside much in his time as an NHLer, a longtime NHLer. By the way, you will not meet a nicer, more soft-spoken guy than Anton Strahlman. He is, I've known him for years, and he's just fantastic. He's like, matter of fact, you just want to hang out with him, and he's just a good dude, and that's why he fits so seamlessly into this room. And again, that's why I'm convinced, and he's alluded to it, he wouldn't have gone anywhere else if they didn't have this kind of leadership, this kind of room, this kind of, I mean, nobody saw this coming, you know, this record so far. But he said, you know, he's got four kids, and his wife's in Arizona. Not a bad place with the weather and stuff to be stuck, but they're not here. So he's like, look, if I'm going to do this, I want to do it in a place like Boston. And so he's been really happy. The team's winning, obviously. But he gets in. I thought his comfort level last game was the most, and confidence was the most notable we've seen so far.
Yeah, and it was a matter of time. I think it's hard when the team's winning like this to get everybody in and keep everybody happy. And when you have a guy like Zboril, a younger guy that's playing well, is you have to keep him in the lineup, keep him sharp. So balancing act on the back end, but I like Strahls in the lineup. I agree with you 100% watching him play the other night. He was much more comfortable, much more confident, which you're used to seeing out of him. I thought he was being more assertive offensively. I thought he was looking to shoot.
Yeah, that first period play, right?
Got it on the first period, he was looking to sizzle it through. So he's going to be an important part of this because we know there's going to be injuries. And the way the Bruins are playing on the back end, he fits into that pretty seamlessly. and I think his comfort level is only going to get up. So it's good to get him rewarded and get him in back-to-back games. And with the stretch coming up, you're going to need 7 or 8 D, and he's got to become valuable in those 17 minutes that he plays.
And speaking of defensemen, Derek Forbert is still, I think 2 weeks away. Who am I to put the number on it? But I don't think it's around the corner week away. I think it's more than that. I think it's still 2 solid weeks away with the broken finger. And
you can't rush this. They can't get this one quicker like
right.
they have with
right.
what we've seen earlier in the season. This one's a break.
There's no
it
rehab.
Is what it is. It's,
yeah.
He can skate all he wants, but you can't go out and play the game he does with a finger with a bunch of screws in it. You got to wait till it all heals, and then he gets back out.
So. Right. I mean, you know, if you're in a playoff scenario, maybe they would reimagine the glove to make it work so we could get back with extra padding a little sooner, but they're not going to do that right now. They not. You have to let it heal. You got to let it get ready. But that's your point. You need Zboril. You need, you know, you need Strawman. I mean, heck, Mike Riley is playing now back. He wasn't originally. He's playing in Providence. You never know. You might be
yeah.
calling him up too. But obviously, there's going to be a need for a lot of D-men. There always are a lot of need. All right, but I want to talk about your experience playing against Chicago Blackhawks in a minute. But quickly, just want to remind everybody here, use the code MorningBrew at BostonProShop.com through November 24th. MorningBrew, one word, BRU. You guys all know that, though. You're here. And you'll get 10% off. Here at the Pro Shop on Black Friday, the biggest discounts of the year. It's open 8 a.m., 8 to 9 a.m. The store is going to have 30% off, and from 9 to 10, 20% off. So 1 week from yesterday, correct? Okay, thank
get
you.
Get your tents.
Yes.
Get here Thursday night after turkey dinner.
I would think that there would be an unlimited coffee for everybody outside waiting to get in here. Just an idea. I'm just saying over there.
You should serve
30%
it.
Off, 8 to 9 a.m., 9 to 10, 20% off, and they're going to be selling limited edition merch to the 2023 Discover NHL Winter Classic as well. And that day, November 25th, the official jersey is going to be released. And again, it's going to have some mixture of the logo that Razor and I have on, some other script on there and everything. The NHL is not letting it out, but whatever. You guys, you know, you have an idea of what it's going to be. You'll come and see it. Lastly, just a reminder here, Nesson 360 is included with participating TV providers and available with a direct subscription. Go to the Nesson 360 app for all the highlights and on-demand shows. For a limited time, fans can purchase a subscription. You ready for this? For $1 your first month. Sign up at Nesson.com/Spotify. So your first month at $1. Let's go back to playing against the Chicago Blackhawks. You never got a chance to play in the old stadium. I'm watching some old, they got some great stuff here, video at the Pro Shop, old highlights. Oh, they got a newer one on the Bruins. Char lifting
now.
The cup. It is old, you're right, 10 years ago, 11. But the old Chicago Stadium, just like the old Boston Garden, was unbelievable. I mean, it was old and it was small and it was decrepit, but it was gorgeous, right? And they were right on top of you. You had not one balcony, you had two balconies. And if you went to the old Chicago Stadium on a Sunday after a Bears game, they had the game start at 7:30 at 8 o'clock at night, so half the crowd from the Bears game could find a way over to the stadium. I don't know how they walked up all those stairs and made it up there, but then they would go up there, and those same fans would cheer on the Blackhawks at that time, and it was raucous. And just like the old Boston Garden, crazy and phenomenal. Unfortunately, I never got to skate there as young, but I got to watch tons of games there growing up there. You didn't get to play there either, but the United Center, pretty good place. Cavernous. Like, we kind of, it's funny, you think 18,000, what are we, 17, 8 or 9 here? You think it's big. United Center is like 22,000. It's ginormous. I'll never forget the old owner, he's dead, but Bill Wirtz, he said it's going to have the intimacy of the Chicago Stadium with the size of a new stadium. He went from 300,000 square feet to almost 1 million square feet. It ain't intimate. Trust
no,
me on that.
Not.
But they've had some great memories there. Did you ever have a big memory from Chicago?
Yeah, season? Absolutely. My first memory of it was cavernous, like you said, because the first few years I was playing there, the Blackhawks were so bad.
Yep.
They had nobody playing for them. It was just a bunch of mutts out on the ice, and there was like 1,000 people at the game.
I know.
That's when everyone hated
that's
Chicago.
That's the years when I fell into broadcasting.
Yeah,
when I
yeah.
got back in on that, they didn't make the playoffs for the first time after 28 years making the playoffs. Everybody was like, nice job, Billy. Way
yeah.
to go, jerk. You know, good, you're good luck. Mush.
They hated it. Like, no one went to those.
I know.
I can't explain how empty that place was.
But the owners, Bill Wirtz, did not help himself.
No, no.
He did not help himself
there. Not at all.
When he died, it took. I'm telling you, it took him to die for this team to become great again. Rocky Wirtz's son took over.
Yeah, that's right. And they got Taze. They got Kane with those high draft picks. And then my best memories of being there was playing in Vancouver in the playoffs against them.
Yeah.
And that was the second year of the epic, the trilogy that those two teams had. I was in the encore, the take two, and it was electric. Game one and two in that building was nothing I've ever it rivaled being in Montreal, Boston, Montreal in the playoffs. That's what it rivaled. And of course, the anthem where everyone's up and you have goosebumps, the whole anthem. Every game of that series, we lost in game six at home. We won games one and five in the United Center, so we got to silence it. But that I will never forget. My parents and my family came down to Chicago. Like, they got to experience it. It was electric, and it is one of the best places, similar to this place. When it gets going, it's loud.
Yeah, when the fans are into it, and they're trying. And, you know, Luke Richardson's done a nice job this year. He's given them much more structure than what they've had. He's given them what I would call more predictability, you know, outs with what to do with the puck instead of just zipping it out, you know, make certain plays. Luke was a very good, strong, solid, like, overall good defender. Like,
yeah.
He was nothing fancy, but he was more than solid. I thought he was excellent, actually, in his role. And I think he's brought some of that consistency. He's trying to bring it to this young team, but they are so young. They just brought up two kids. They brought this one kid, 23, who's played like 40 or 50 games in the NHL, but not until this year. He hadn't played again this year. They brought him up. They're sitting Caleb Jones tonight. Seth Jones' younger brother, who's been not handling the puck well. But anyways, they're bringing another kid up. So this is a young, young team.
Yeah, and the start of the year, you can get through on adrenaline. They're starting to get into their dog days too as a younger team. And this is when, again, the Bruins have an opportunity to get on them on the road because this is the time of year where everyone starts looking at Thanksgiving and they start looking at the schedule in December, and we're past the quarter point and it gets much tougher for younger players in the league because the league starts to get tighter and harder to play in.
Speaking of harder to play, and it's going to be harder to play against the Bruins tonight. They got the same lineup. Let's touch on what we're going to see tonight quickly here on this Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. Pre-game show. This is the triple pre. She's laughing, right? Because Elise from Nest, and she's like, no, you guys got to get upstairs and do the 6 o'clock, the 6:30, and this. So come on, do another pre-game show. All good. It's great. It's phenomenal. Bruins are dressing the same lineup. They're dressed in the same lineup as last game. Again, Anton Strahlman back in. Same lines up front. Jeremy Swayman, as we said, in net instead of Linus Ullmark. So Linus gets a nice Saturday night off.
Yep.
We think. Yeah. We hope. But that means Bergeron in between Marchand and Pastrnak. We talked about this, I believe, last brew. I know we talked about it on the air. Like, it's situational how Coach Jim Montgomery is using these guys. I feel like at home against certain teams, you load up and you go. I know he's liked what they've done. They've obviously pointed up. They've produced their points on the power play instead of 5-on-5. But I still think, you know, they're unbelievable. If they're not the best line, I mean, who the hell? They're right up there, right?
And
what they do for this team is they put the scare of the hockey gods into the opponent every time they jump onto the ice.
Yeah, and it opens at home. It opens up everybody else because, like you said, Chicago's gonna try their best to get Taze over the boards every single time, Patrice, and then you can work off the other three lines from there.
Right.
And there, especially with a team like this, there is a massive drop off from the first four or five forwards to the rest.
And 2D. Maybe 2D.
And even more importantly, on the back end, maybe 2D that they can really exploit in the offensive zone. So I guess the point is, and I'm curious to what you think, but our analysis is not as important tonight as what it will be, I think, next week on the road. And what they do with the lines and how they move players around and who comes in, who comes out of the lineup for those games down south on the road.
I would agree about that. Our analysis, especially yours, you know, it's going to be very important. Sometimes I just keep talking and going and wait for you to say
great
something.
Great reads, though.
Excellent. Thank you. But I think you need to see another really good performance from David Krejci. Like, I think that helps propel him to good stuff for next week, or at least it gives him a better chance, right?
I mean,
and not that he's been bad. It's just it was really important for him to get some cookies last game. It really everybody wants their cookies or cannolis. In my case, I've got some nice cannolis over here for us later. But you know, he's an offensive guy. Offensive guys need to get it. They need to see that reward. So even though, and by the way, Krejci, he's with his line mates again tonight. So 71 Hall on left, 74 DeBrusk on the right, that line together. And then the Coyle line is together with 11 Frederick and Pavel Zacha, 18 on the right. And then the Nosek line with Foligno and Greer. So same lineup. That's what I wanted to get to. But guys like Krejci in a game like tonight be great. I'd love to, you know who I'd love to see get rewarded to get Frederick. I'd love to see Freddie, you know, get something, whether it's a good scrap, whether it's a goal, an assist, whatever. Like, he hasn't scored as much, but he's had a couple. But I think his decisions are good, and I want to see that again. This is the kind of game that somebody like him, a Greer, can do something a little bit more than the quote-unquote norm that we would see in their roles come Monday and Wednesday.
Yeah, those guys recognize when they have a little bit of a point night. They don't really get point nights. The Fredericks of the world, the Nosek, the Foligno's of the world.
Tommy Nosek's got four game points.
Well, he better keep that going.
Four game.
He better.
Oh, hey, good. Let's give it up for Tommy Nosek.
Yeah.
Thomas.
Yeah. Morning Brew's favorite player. Morning Brew's favorite player. Thomas Nosek.
Did you see us? You were downstairs last night.
Yeah.
We had him. The poor guy. It looked like he was going in for a colonoscopy after he scored his empty net goal.
Yeah.
Like going in.
Yeah.
For it. And then, you know, because you really, your face is awful going in for it. When you leave, you feel great because the drugs they give you and because you're done. It's awesome. Okay. But after he scored his goal with the goalie in the net, it was like, oh my God, he has teeth. Like he smiled. It was unbelievable. So happy for the guy. I mean, it relief central.
Absolutely. And again, you don't want that. It would have been worse had he gone on another streak of not scoring just with that empty netter.
Right.
It would have, like, I think that's the other relief is that, oh, I don't have to hear about that empty net goal from the guys for the next 10 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is. So he gets those out of the way. But to the point, those guys recognize that it's a little bit of a cookie night for them. And then
if they
do the right things, they play the right way, they actually get opportunities. They're not just going to go on the road in Tampa and have to play a defensive role because Kucherov's lining up against me every time I go over the boards on the road.
Right.
And now we're in survival mode. So it is a different feel at night, and those guys want to take advantage of games like this.
And let's be clear, all kidding aside, we're not sitting here saying this is a foregone conclusion, Bruins win.
No.
We're not. We're, again, being serious here, we respect the game too much. You understand that you're still playing.
It's a
National Hockey League game. It's cliche, but anything can happen. And if you don't respect it, you're going to get kicked right in the you-know-what. And the Bruins are going to respect it.
Yep.
Doesn't mean not respecting it, but then going and doing it. If they do the right thing, it's a victory for them. If they do. Mrazek would have to be phenomenal.
55 saves.
50
right,
saves, exactly,
is, yeah.
Type of thing. But go out, play the game the right way, respect the game, and you should skate out with another victory and end up 16-2. And if you do, we kind of did the numbers the other day. And this is, I don't want to jinx, but if you end up, I think if you go 16-2, if capital I, capital F, they win tonight, they could literally go 500 the rest of the way. Like NHL 500 and be fine making the playoffs.
They might even, this year, 96 points might get them home ice advantage.
Crazy.
Like, no joke, with the way the bottom half of the league's gotten better and moved up and how much parity there is, everybody else other than New Jersey,
who won today.
Holy crushed shit. The Senators again. What a joke those Senators are. That's so much fun.
Yeah.
Everyone else is two games over 500, three games over 500, one game under 500. So that number of 96 is going to be tougher to get to as these teams stay close together.
Yeah, it's just amazing stuff. The Bruins have been able to they overcame their adversity. They looked at the challenge of not having Brad, not having Charlie, not having Grizz, not knowing what it was all going to be when it was said and done when the season began, and they have been nothing short of tremendous, spectacular, whatever adjective you want to use, off the charts, great, and it's been a ton of fun. All right, folks, that's going to get...
Thank God they are, too. How miserable would this be if they were 2-14?
Never miserable with you.
Yeah, never miserable with you, Razor, doing this.
I'm guessing they might have not offered us to do it down
here, but on the other hand, it's great.
All right, folks, you guys are fantastic. Thank you for coming out. I don't know if you can shoot all... Is it possible, Tags?
Oh, he can do whatever. He's a magician back there.
I mean, look at this.
This is unbelievable.
Like, the crowd's been moving, and we haven't mosh pit yet, but it's been outstanding. Here we're at the TD Garden Pro Shop. There we go. The Bruin. Morning Brew with Jappy and Razor, first ever live brew. So we have special brews, we have hot brews, cold brews, we've got adult brews, everybody's brew. But this is our first ever live brew. Please don't forget one more time: Pro Shop selling limited edition merch. The 2020 NHL Winter Classic. The jersey comes out the 25th. Get here on Friday at 8 o'clock. Get 30% off. If you need to hit the snooze and get here at 9, you'll get 20% off. And all you great listeners, get 10% off at bostonproshop.com. I'd love to tell you to go up to the register and just say it, but I'd probably get in trouble if I did. But I would try it. Through November 24th, using the code MORNING. Brew. All right, guys, awesome time down here. Razor and I are going to go get ready for the next pregame show that we're doing starting at 6 o'clock upstairs, and get ready for Bruins and Hawks. We will do something like this again. We're going to have something at a bar coming up in the next few months as well. Hopefully you can all join us. Thank you to TD Garden. Thank you for having us to the Bruins down here. All kidding aside, it was their idea, not ours. We'd love to do it again. And keep getting more swag, too.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
That's going to wrap it up, everybody. Have a great time. You got 2 hours for the Bruins take on the Chicago Blackhawks. Original six matchup. Let's go have some fun. Let's watch the Bruins hopefully kick some ass, hopefully, and skate out of here 16-2. Thanks for watching Morning Brew with Jappy and Razor.